Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Niederwerder.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Last month, you joined a group of 15 U.S.-based veterinarians on a learning trip to San Juan, Puerto Rico. What actually prompted this trip, and what were the goals of this exercise?
Yes, it was a great opportunity to see what the USDA officials are doing on the island of Puerto Rico in prevention and preparedness and surveillance for ASF. And the rationale for the increased programs and surveillance by the USDA is due to the close geographic proximity of Puerto Rico to the Dominican Republic and Haiti. The island of Puerto Rico, of course, part of the U.S., but it is only 80 miles from the tip of the Dominican Republic. And we know that there are ongoing ASF outbreaks in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Those outbreaks, of course, put not only the U.S. mainland at risk for ASF, but of course, Puerto Rico, due to its close proximity to the island of Hispaniola.
What is the situation in Hispaniola, and what risks does that actually pose to particularly Puerto Rico?
Sure. So when we think about travel, of course, of people between the two islands, so the island of Hispaniola and Puerto Rico, we want to make sure, of course, that no pork products are brought from the Dominican Republic to Puerto Rico. And there are various strategies in place to prevent that entry. We also think about, of course, preventing any pork products from Puerto Rico, because it is a higher risk island coming from Puerto Rico to the U.S. mainland. So both the USDA and Customs and Border Protection have really increased their presence and their policies and procedures on the island of Puerto Rico to protect not only the Puerto Rican island, but also U.S. mainland, to prevent ASF introduction.
What did you learn on this trip, and what should producers be aware of?
Yeah, so really the highlight and the great opportunity was to see firsthand the work of both USDA and CBP and what they're doing on the island to help with ASF prevention efforts. We first were able to tour the USDA Veterinary Services Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Puerto Rico, where we learned about the diagnostic surveillance that they are currently doing on both wild and domestic pigs in Puerto Rico. So, of course, performing that surveillance for ASF for early detection should the virus be introduced. Again, Puerto Rico is negative for ASF, but they have really increased their surveillance efforts to, again, put us in the best position to detect ASF incursion as early as possible should it be introduced. We also were able to speak with the USDA Wildlife Services on their efforts for wild pig trapping and transport efforts on the island. The wild pigs, of course, pose a risk on Puerto Rico, just like they do in U.S. mainland, in that these wild pigs oftentimes have access to garbage or thrown away pork products that may not have been, of course, sterilized and have a higher risk with regards to consumption and potential exposure to the virus. And so Wildlife Services is doing, has increased their trapping and transport efforts. And we were able to speak with them We also spoke with the USDA Plant Protection and Quarantine Program, and were able to learn about their efforts again to prevent any pork products from Puerto Rico going to US mainland. And then we also were able to visit the ferry where Customs and Border Protection is in place to prevent this ferry is between the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. And we were able to see firsthand the CBP efforts to prevent any products, pork products coming from the Dominican Republic into Puerto Rico. And so really impressed with the efforts of those organizations. And it was great again for the opportunity of the US veterinarian team to be able to witness those efforts firsthand.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think again, emphasizing when we talk about not only the island of Puerto Rico, but the US Virgin Islands, when we think about those as part of the US territory, but separate, of course, geographically, and now their close proximity to current ongoing outbreak of ASF on the island of Hispaniola. It's important for not only producers, but the general public to be constantly thinking about what they can do to help in these prevention efforts. And so, thinking about, of course, if you're traveling to one of these locations, remembering that pork products or anything that could be contaminated. So, thinking about your boots, your coveralls, if you have visited a farm, thinking about anything that could potentially serve as a fomite to bring the virus to either the US islands or the US mainland, and the role that we can all play in not only preventing those activities by ourselves, but also, of course, communicating to our neighbors, our friends, our family to prevent any of the activities that could put the US at risk for ASF introduction.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Megan Niederwörter, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.